From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, April 17th. I'm Abby Larico. St. Charles County voters turned heads earlier this month when they voted down a property tax freeze and rejected conservative school board candidates.
I don't necessarily think that the demographics have changed too much, at least not from my perspective, but attitudes are definitely shifting. People are just tired.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explores if St. Charles County is in the midst of a political shift to the left. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. Festus City Councilmember Stacy Templeton has resigned. As St. Louis Public Radio's Katie Gravich reports, the Ward 2 councilwoman who spent 5 years in office is the latest member to leave amid data center backlash.
Templeton joined other city council members in paving the way for a proposed hyperscale data center project near Highway 67. That decision led to four council members getting unseated in last week's municipal election. Mayor Sam Richards says Templeton officially stated her intent to resign Saturday, but stayed on to attend a Monday council meeting. There, Templeton tied a vote for mayor pro tempore in favor of pro-data center councilmember Mike Cook. Mayor Richards cast the tie-breaking vote.
I just asked her to make the council meeting on Monday, and then she could resign after that meeting, and that's what she did.
Templeton did vote against the most recent milestone for the data center project. I'm Katie Gravich, St. Louis Public Radio.
Sam Page will remain the county executive when he goes abroad this month. A judge granted a request from Page to block enforcement of a 2025 ordinance that names the council chairperson as the acting executive when the county executive leaves the country. The current council chair is Rita Hurd Days, a Democrat from North St. Louis County and a frequent critic of Page's. Judge Mary Elizabeth Ott agreed with Page that the new law gives executive authority to the legislative branch, which goes against Missouri Supreme Court rulings. She wrote that although Page will not be in St. Louis County, he can still perform the duties of county executive. Page said in a statement that he appreciates the ruling and looks forward to the trade mission in London. Days said she would honor the judge's decision. The Missouri legislature is poised to pass a proposed constitutional amendment that would begin the process of eliminating the state's income tax. As STLPR's Sarah Kellogg reports, the Senate version contains a significant change that places all the work on lawmakers.
The Senate changed the House resolution by eliminating the mechanism that would have automatically lowered the state income tax. Instead, to eliminate the income tax, lawmakers would have to enact policy changes. While they could have done that in the House version, it's now the only way they can lower it. Senate Minority Leader Doug Beck said the removal of that automatic reduction was a priority for their party. He also said he expects the resolution to have some trouble at the ballot box.
I think as people, more and more people tune into what this does, when they realize that everything that they do will be taxed at a higher rate, it's going to be a problem for them.
The resolution also requires that once the income tax is eliminated, lawmakers would be prohibited from bringing it back. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missourians could soon be able to get designations with their driver's licenses or plates, indicating a limited ability to communicate with police. The Missouri House unanimously passed a bill to allow the designation, which is meant for people with disabilities or mental or physical health conditions. It would be associated with the person's records in the system used by Missouri officers. A doctor must certify the condition. People may also apply on behalf of a parent, child, or spouse. It now goes to the Senate. The Missouri House passed a bill requiring truckers on Missouri roads to pass English proficiency tests. St. Louis Public Radio's Lily Halloran reports this comes after a February incident that got national attention.
Proponents of the bill cited a semi-truck driver who went the wrong direction on a highway near Troy and could not pass an English proficiency test. They say the bill is about safety. But opponents like Kansas City Democrat Eric Woods say testing can be subjective.
What is to stop someone, you know, from saying that a person can't properly converse with the general public in English because they have a strong accent?
The legislation applies to people with commercial driver's licenses for vehicles like semi-trucks and school buses. The House voted 104 to 22 in favor of the bill, with 22 Democrats voting present. It now goes to the Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Lily Halloran, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Illinois House has advanced a bill to crack down on addictive algorithms on social media platforms. Capital News Illinois reports the bill requires social media sites to have new default settings for minors that would only allow the site to select content based on what those users follow. Users would also have to submit their age to the platform, and these apps would be prohibited from sending minors nighttime notifications. Governor J.B. Pritzker proposed the bill, saying tackling addictive social media platforms is one of the top priorities parents asked him to address. The American Civil Liberties Union is against the bill, saying it tramples on the company's free speech rights. The World Cup trophy is in St. Louis, and soccer fans will have a rare chance to get up close to it today during its stop at Westport Plaza in Maryland Heights. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, a selfie with the trophy is as close as many will get to the World Cup tournament this year.
A small group of invited guests watched retired soccer player Rock A. Jr. pick up and kiss the trophy. That's a privilege the Brazilian defender earned by winning soccer's most watched competition in 2002. But anyone lining up to take selfies with the trophy who hasn't won a World Cup will need to settle for viewing it through a protective case. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe says fans who can't swing pricey tickets to World Cup matches still have ways to feel involved.
Even if they can't actually be at Arrowhead Stadium, there'll be thousands and thousands of people that come to the market that actually don't get in the game, but just going to be a part of the excitement around it.
The trophy viewing will be at Westport Plaza's green space from noon to 8 p.m. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Charles County has developed a reputation as a Republican stronghold over the last two decades, but recent municipal election results point to the fast-growing county becoming more competitive. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on what the future may hold for St. Charles County politics.
St. Peter's resident Melissa Dusan says she was surprised when voters in St. Charles County rejected a property tax freeze, as well as candidates for the Francis Howell School Board who self-identified as conservative. Dusan concedes she's a blue dot in the largely conservative part of the St. Louis region, but she adds that the April election results show St. Charles County residents are not monolithic.
I don't necessarily think that the demographics have changed too much, at least not from my perspective, but attitudes are definitely shifting. People are just tired.
Republicans hold every county, state, and federal office in St. Charles County, which has been one of the fastest growing areas of Missouri for years. But voters there have showcased support of Democratic issues, including approving of constitutional amendments legalizing abortion and expanding Medicaid. Jamie Martin is with Francis Howell Forward, who helped elect progressive-backed candidates to that district's school board earlier this month. Martin says her slate of candidates benefited from connecting with an ideologically diverse array of voters and running well-organized campaigns. She also says St. Charles County voters were tired of debates over banning books or curtailing curriculum about America's connections with racism.
We have tapped into the community sentiment that these divisive politics are not helping anyone. They're certainly not helping our kids.
The failure of the property tax freeze was notable, especially since similar proposals passed in Jefferson and Franklin counties. Ted House, a former Democratic state legislator and former judge, chalks up the demise of the St. Charles County proposition to a disciplined and organized no campaign.
Once they had the facts, they're saying, hey, this is bad for schools, it's bad for fire, it's bad for ambulance, it's bad for the disability services community in St. Charles County, it's terrible for libraries.
So do these results show that Democrats could gain ground in county, state, or even federal elections in St. Charles County? St. Charles County Democrats say they're promising data points, but they also urge some caution. Harvester resident Erin Shetler says that while she considers herself progressive, she doubts voters with conservative sensibilities are going to morph into liberals, even if they voted against the tax freeze or against the conservative school board candidates.
I really don't believe that we're going through a blue wave. I believe we're going through a seriousness wave of, I want actual candidates, and I don't care what their label is, at least for the school board election.
Carol Banas, a Democratic committee woman in St. Charles County, says Democratic gains are possible if the party's candidates can connect with voters and if residents take out their frustrations over high gas prices and economic uncertainty on Republicans.
And so they're being affected by things other than their gut response to one issue.
Republicans like former State Representative Carl Bearden point out that April elections are not indicative of what could happen in November. Turnout will assuredly be higher than the elections earlier this month.
Republicans, quite frankly, are lazy when it comes to these special elections. They're Republican in November, maybe August, but particularly in November, and then they go off and just do their thing.
If St. Charles County Democrats do start winning elections in November, though, it could mean the April contests were not aberrations, but a signal of changing political sensibilities in the county. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway. Have a great weekend.